Celebrating 17 years of innovative filmmakers and filmmaking, the Woodstock Film Festival has unveiled its lineup of nearly 150 films, panels, and events. Screening October 13th through Sunday, October 16th. For those of you keeping score, that's next weekend. It's in Woodstock and Rhinebeck and Saugerties and Kingston and Rosendale. The festival features 5 world premieres, 6 North American premieres, 5 U.S. premieres, 11 East Coast premieres, and 14 New York premieres. That's a lot of premieres and a lot of cool film coming to us. Woodstock Film Festival's co-founder and executive director, Myra Blaustein, joins us for a preview. Myra, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Love being here. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. So you have so many exciting things going on. There are so many cool people coming. Here's just a short list. But Alec Baldwin, Karen Allen, Amber Tamblyn, Mary Stuart Masterson, Laurie Singer, who am I forgetting? Betty Gordon.
Alejandro Iñárritu, Ben Foster.
It's an incredible list of people that are coming. Chris Noth, Josh Charles, Melissa Leo. This is this wonderful. So how has it been going putting all this together?
Well, you know, it takes a long time to make it all happen. It takes nearly a year to put the festival together. But every year around that time when the filmmakers are all getting ready to come and our staff and crew is buzzing about putting all the final touches together and people are buying tickets and, you know, films and events beginning to sell out. So here is a little note for everybody listening. If you guys want to come, do get your tickets, please. Don't wait until the last second. It's beginning to feel like, you know, another Woodstock Film Festival is about to happen. And I have the feeling it's going to be a good one.
That's great. You have a lot of wonderful things. Let's talk about the opening night film. It's called Blind. It's a world premiere. How did that happen, and what is Blind?
Well, it happened because I know the director, Michael Mailer, who is the son of the late Norman Mailer, and one of the executive producers, Jonathan Gray, who is a very good friend of myself and the film festival. And we have been talking, Jonathan and I have been talking to Michael, and lo and behold, he wanted to premiere the film in Woodstock. This is a film that he and his brother John have worked on closely for quite some time. And actually, they had Alec Baldwin in mind for the main part of, the film has two starring roles, Alec Baldwin and Demi Moore. And Alec was right there from the get-go, and then he brought Demi Moore on board, and they have this great chemistry between them. And the film is about to premiere in just a few days.
So when you have a film like that, how important is that opening night film to set the tone?
It sets the tone, exactly. It starts the excitement going. People go to, the opening night is usually kind of a hoopla event, and it's about the buzz, it's about the film, it's about the whole happening altogether, it's about the celebrities that participate, the celebrities who attend, the party afterwards. It's just get the festival going, and then, you know, but there's a whole slew of films and events that are coming to us from near and far, from all corners of the world, and filmmakers and cast who are flying in and driving in from everywhere. And Blind is just going to be that one engine that's going to get everything going.
So there's so much happening and there's so much going on. So let's just talk about a couple of the highlights here. So
sure.
The centerpiece film is a film by the name of Loving. Tell us a little bit about this.
It's a really, really great film. And it's so timely in light of everything that's happening in this political year. Loving is a story, is a very well-known story. It's based, it's a narrative. It's by a wonderful filmmaker, Jeff Nichols. And was one of the best, the most critically acclaimed film out of Cannes. And I'm surely will be nominated for an Academy Award for something. And it is about one of the first biracial couple in America who had to deal with society's, racism and stay somehow together. And that goes back to the 50s. And the acting is great. It's out of it comes out of Focus Features, which is one of the best distribution companies around. And we're really happy to be showing it.
So when you look at films, I know I've asked you this question probably for 17 years. I've asked you this question, but and that is when you're looking for films, what are you looking for? Because you have a mission. I mean, you have an idea in mind. It's what makes this festival so different and so special and quite frankly, so noted.
Thank you. I think that what we look for is passion, and I think we look for authenticity. There's so many filmmakers and stories and films out there. It's very hard to select the ones that you do each year for the festival. And we're looking for the passion and the vision and the true artistic merit of a film. And it really doesn't matter if it's big or small or if it's come from, somebody who's just starting out or somebody who has made, this is their 10th or 12th, 15th film and they have won multiple Academy Awards. It really is not about that. It really is about the story and the passion and the artistic merit. And the subject matter, this year, as you all know too well because you talk about it every day here at the roundtable, it's a very political year. So we have assembled actually quite a number of politically driven films, but they're not necessarily just American politics because we really do live in a global world. So there's a lot of films that are about international politics and just international political stories, whether it's war-torn Libya or Ukraine and about the revolutions there or about the Israelis and Palestinians Israel and Palestine. Or, they really do come from throughout the world. And by the way, the filmmakers of all these films are coming, and I'm very excited about that. There's this little film called I just thought of it.
That's good.
The Promised Band. It's one of my favorite films. It's a tiny film. It's about Israeli and Palestinian women who in Israel who are trying to create a bond of relationship between them, but they're finding it very difficult to communicate and actually see each other across the borders, and so they form this band, and the Palestinian and Israeli activists are coming to the festival along with the filmmaker, and not only are we showing the film, but there's also going to be a panel that's stemming from that, and that is a panel about feminism in the Middle East, and it's going to feature academics and activists and the filmmaker. And, so those are some of the things that excite me. I mean, we have the blind kind of films, but we have also films like Promised Band that are just that passion stories, passion projects, rather.
Let's just talk about some of the awards real quick, and then we'll get into individual films.
Sure.
But the Trailblazer Award goes to David Lind.
Very excited about that.
Ben Foster gets the Fiercely Independent
Award.
No. We'll be presented by him to Oren Moverman.
Yes,
I apologize.
Yes.
And then the Lifetime Achievement Award will go to Leon Gast.
One of my favorite people.
Yes. So the awards are important to you as well.
The awards are very important. And they're important because we're able to recognize those who really excel in their fields. I mean, for instance, David Lind, you may not know who he is, but he is the CEO of Participant Media that brought to us films such as Birdman and An Inconvenient Truth. These are films, George Clooney, by the way, is affiliated with that company as well, and it was conceived by Jeff Skoll, who also created eBay. Participant Media is the company that brings socially relevant narrative and documentary films to the world, and really most of them are very, very commercially successful as well as just highly creative and authentic. So he's coming, and his award is going to be presented to him by Alejandro Iñárritu, who is only the most sought after director. Who's counting? I mean, he only did The Revenant and Birdman and 21 Grams and Babel and Amores Perez. I mean, he's amazing. So it is great to be able to recognize such incredibly accomplished people in their field. But don't forget that these are the honorary award recipients. The event also recognizes films in their competitive categories, whether it's a short animated film or whether it's the best feature narrative. We have assembled really great groups of jurors, and they are sifting through the films in our competition, and all those awards will be presented at the event. So it's going to be great.
All right, so then let's talk about some of the films. One of the things you do that I think is really amazing, 44 female directors will be presenting their work, A Spotlight on Women. Talk a little bit about that initiative and why it's so important to the festival.
It is one of the subjects that is dear to my heart, for sure. And I have been, we have really been spotlighting the works of women filmmakers now at the festival for quite some time. And every year now we also have a panel that features women directors. And this year we have people like Betty Gordon, who you mentioned before, and Mary Stuart Masterson, and others like them. You know, women to this in this day, especially in the Hollywood realm, but also in the independent realm, the statistics show that so few women directors are still being given the green light to actually go and make their films. So you have to, somebody has to give them support. And it's festivals is just one of those branches that can support women filmmakers and elevate their chances so that they can go and work in the field. Of course, You really have to have organizations and companies such as, say, Tangerine Entertainment or Game Changers. Those are companies that specifically greenlight, fund, and produce projects that are directed by women. You have to have those individuals and companies that help make works by women happen, and then have film festivals such as ourselves to support them and give them that platform so that in a few years from now, we will not have to sit here and talk about, gender equality in the entertainment world, because it's going to be whoever is making a good film, not if you're man or woman or young or old.
We have about a minute left. So what is the one thing that you think that we may overlook that you don't want us to overlook?
Oh, my God. Just about everything.
Okay.
I always tell people to check out the films that you know very little about. Believe me, everything was selected with a lot of thought and a lot of heart, and they're all really great. The documentaries are fantastic, and you'll, by and large, you will not be able to see them otherwise. The panels are all top notch, whether it's about producing or acting or directing or documentary film world. Go check them out. You'll meet the filmmakers, or you'll meet the industry members. There's no such thing as red carpet and in Woodstock, and everybody is very accessible. So just come and immerse yourself and enjoy. It's great.
It's the Woodstock Film Festival. It runs the 13th through the 16th in Woodstock and neighboring towns of Rhinebeck, Saugerties, Kingston, and Rosendale. You can find out more information by going to their website, more information, and also get your tickets for all of those great films, woodstockfilmfestival.com, woodstockfilmfestival.com. Myra Blaustein is the co-founder and executive director of the festival. Myra, it's always a pleasure. Best of luck. Have a beautiful, beautiful
Thank
festival and
you.
Weekend. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.